Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. In Philippians 4, 12 and 13, it reads, I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. And in any and all circumstance, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. But the text, the verse that we all know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This might sound crazy to do to you, but I truly believe that I can do anything. You may have probably heard me say this or tell you this before, but I'm actually serious. I believe I can be a movie producer, a flight attendant. I could probably fly a plane, as well as a pastor and a college professor. I could probably build a shed if I could. I truly believe that I can do anything. It doesn't matter what task you put in front of me. I mean, it's probably a very toxic trait of mine, but it's very something in which I believe that I can do anything. But we all know that that can be problematic. But the reality is, I believe God has and will equip me with every tool I need in order to complete the desired task. Even when some of the tasks don't get done, even when some of them don't get completed completely, I still believe that God will eventually equip to have everything that I need. It doesn't matter if I may feel like I'm too old or too young. I honestly don't even consider any of those factors. Once something's in my head, it's going. Once God has given me a vision, I believe I can do it. So why don't you? Why do we pause and not believe that we can do all things? Not just the things that make us comfortable, but the reality that whatever we put our heart and our head into, we can do. But do we not believe God, or do we not believe in ourselves? As we're studying Acts, we know that Peter is consistently telling the people how powerful they are, how much power they have through Christ. And he is consistently reminding them that they can heal the sick, they can feed the poor, they can have whatever it is they want. And this is coming from Peter, the doubter. So clearly it must be true because we hear it again in this text with Paul. So I'm unsure what is holding you back, whether it be fear, shame, or worry. But today, I'm daring you to have the confidence of a four-year-old boy with a cape on. He knows that he is powerful. I want you to have the confidence of a four-year-old girl who just put on her princess dress, waving her wand around because she knows she is magical. Guess what? So are you. So you don't need a cape or a wand because guess what? We have Jesus. So begin today. In the moments when you begin to talk yourself out of it, wave your wand or put your cape on and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Live in your power and watch God move some mountains. Let us pray. God, we come to you this morning thanking you. Thanking you for who you are and who you have been in our lives. Praising you, singing our song, worshiping you all the day long, knowing that you have journeyed with us, knowing that when we look back over our lives, there's some things that have occurred that we got through that we know we probably shouldn't or we couldn't have done it without you. So God, we're just coming to you this morning saying thank you. Now, God, as we get ready to enter into this day, into this week, remind us the power that is inside of us. Remind us that we have the ability to do all things, not some of the things, but all things from the visions you've given us, from the desires that we have that are within us. God, remind us that nothing can really hold us back but ourselves. That if it's something that your divine will encounters, that you will ensure that we are equipped with the tools needed, the patience needed, the strength needed to do all the things that we want to do. So God, we thank you. We thank you for that ability. We praise you for those moments. We consistently look up to you and call on your name and seek you when we know that you have something good for us. So God, thank you. Thank you for being the the God who we needed each and every moment of the journey and through our lives. Now, God, as we continue to go on, we ask that you cover not only us, but cover our families, cover those who are traveling up and down the highway, cover those who are traveling on airplanes and byways, trains. God, we're just asking for protection, that you cover the children who are in school. We ask that you allow their mental capacity to be okay, whether it's our kids, their classmates, or even those around you. We're praying that you just start touching the mental capacity of the children in school and the children out of school. We're asking you to cover our young adults who are crying out to you, who are needing to understand adulting. God, we're asking you to reach out to them, to send someone if they're not hearing their parents, if they're not hearing their grandparents, but that you send someone to speak to them in order to give them some kind of sense, to give them some kind of understanding of the way in which they should live, that they don't have to live with some of the mental disorders that they're sitting in, but that God, you are there with them, holding them and comforting them and guiding them throughout this process. Then God, for those of us who have our own personal struggles that we're dealing with daily, we ask that you come in and speak to us and guide us in the directions in which we should go. You come in and give us a cape to put on when we feel like we can't get up. So God, we thank you for this day. We praise you and we lift you up. For it is in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everyone have a wonderful day.